Brady, you guys protected probably as well as you could have hoped against a good pass rushing team. Jamal ran for 100-plus again today, yet still no touchdowns. Looking forward, where are points going to come from over these last 5 games?
I think the biggest thing, well, first off, let me just say this. I mean, our offensive line did a heck of a job today. I think you look at a young guy like Donald Stevenson presented with a tough task like that. I mean, he really stepped up to the plate, did a great job. But, you know, the whole O-line did a great job. Our tight ends did a great job in the pass and running game. I mean, you could really tell our backs did a great job. They had a tough assignment this week with what we asked of them. And really the game plan, we tried to accomplish the things that we wanted to. We tried to get the ball out quick in some of the different pass game. We tried to run the ball, and I think we were able to, you know, keep 18 on the bench for a good amount of time like we wanted to. But in the end, we didn't make those plays we were talking about. It just comes down to consistency and us capitalizing drives. And you know, it starts here. And I'll fully take responsibility for being able to put us in a, you know, position, whether it's certain throws or decisions here or there. But I fully take credit for, you know, us, you know, making plays and getting touchdowns instead of field goals.
Did you notice any of the Denver defensive players faking a quarterback cadence or something like that during the game?
I mean, look, nothing like that was called. Did we hear it out there? Yeah, we did. But, you know, it is what it is. So what are you going to do?
Is that commonplace in the NFL?
I haven't heard it, you know, when I've been playing this year. So,
Brady, how do you get John Baldwin more involved in the offense?
John's a guy that, again, you know, he's a big target. You try to get him the ball. But I think, you know, that's something that I think that, you know, the coaches are more, you know, concerned with. I mean, I'm just trying my best to execute the game plan that I'm given. And he's a talented guy, does a great job for us. But, you know, again, you know, we've got some other talented guys, too, we'd like to get the ball to, you know, Dwayne Bowe and Dexter McCluster and so forth.
Does it surprise you? I don't know if you've seen the numbers yet, but Jamar Newsom, who's just off the practice squad, has 3 targets. Terrence Copper, who's largely been a special teams player this year, 3 targets. Baldwin, just 1 target, no catches.
Well, you know, Dexter got hurt, so obviously a couple guys had to fill in for him a little bit more, and that's maybe a position that we were hoping to utilize and whatnot, but look, that's not something we like think about in the back of our mind right now. You know, that's for you guys to, you know, kind of create those stats and then talk about.
Do you feel like it's important in this offense to spread the football around?
I think it's important in any offense too. You know, I think it's important to have a balanced offense. You can ask any defensive player. You know, if they don't know if it's a run or pass, it starts there. And then if you're able to kind of spread around and not just be going to one guy, it doesn't allow the defense necessarily to take away some of your productivity. So I think the best offense is a balanced offense. But, again, you know, we got to do a better job just being consistent. And it starts in the red zone. It starts, really with me, you know, giving us opportunities to make plays.
Last one, Danny.
And just if you could take me through that, the play, I think it was 3rd and 3 when Peyton Hillis is trying to throw it back to you down there in the red zone.
Yeah. It was just the quarterback throwback. And, we were just trying to, you know, catch him sleeping maybe. I thought they did probably a pretty good job. I got to watch it on film. I'm a quarterback, so I'm always like, man, if the ball had been a little closer, I could have just caught it and made a touchdown. But I don't know if that's the case. I got to watch film and see. But, you know, we saw some on film we thought we might be able to do and catch, and it probably would have been a little bit sweeter for a quarterback who, you know, just left Denver after playing there for 2 years. So.
So that was drawn up for you? For
well, I didn't necessarily say that, but it was drawn up for the quarterback in that position, and we just happened to call it this particular game. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.